Look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In February 1973, 38-year-old Elvis was in a particularly dark mood. He became obsessed with Mike Stone, lover of his estranged wife, Priscilla.
That ass.
Bodyguard Sonny West could not believe what happened next.
What happened?
He wanted him killed. He tried to hypnotize me into doing it. He tried to overpower my mind with his mind.
You will kill.
Put the gun in my hand, said, "You've got to go do it, Sonny. You can do it." And I said, "No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that, Elvis. Tomorrow you wouldn't have wanted me to do it." So I walked out, and Lamar was out there in the suite, and I had this gun. He said, "What are you doing with that?" I said, "Elvis handed this to me and told me to go kill Mike Stone."
I said, "This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life."
And I threw the gun over on the couch, and while I was gone is when Elvis tried to convince Red to get a hitman on Mike.
The guy was on Sunset Boulevard in a phone booth. And Mike Stone would have been taken out that day, or an hour after the phone call.
Amen.
And Elvis panicked and said, "No, let's forget this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't kill him, man.
Hey, man.
I changed my mind.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Not Elvis.
Eilert Pilarm. Eilert Pilarm.
One of the worst Elvis impersonators in the history of Elvis impersonators.
Also a great screen name. There's a guy on all the message boards who listens to us in Alaska. That's a great screen name.
And a loyal listener. Well, you're lonesome tonight.
That's not his best one, though.
Listen to this rhythm. For any great singer, you have to be able to follow the band.
One through a party in the car door, yeah.
Yeah.
The policeman will have begun
to
well.
Right.
The band through the jump, do we begun to swing.
Right.
Into the hurt, no yellow, but sing, let's rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's rock.
Well, we could rock out with him all day, but it's time for, without fail, the most popular feature. I don't even want to call this a bit, Mike.
The word is clamoring. That's what people are. People are clamoring for this.
Now, listen, people have hated me and Mike since the first day we opened a microphone.
Absolutely.
But the one thing that we've done on the show over 22 years...
that it's universally loved.
It's hated. It's Elvis to Elvis. E to E.
Did you say hated?
Yes.
Why are you misspeaking?
Because I'm speaking nothing but the truth, brother.
The people... A significant portion of our listening audience tends to hate this bit.
You know, when we were back at the morning zoo.
It was the very first bit we ever did, and this is the truth, where people would call in droves saying, "Please tell them to stop."
And all it did was fuel us. You know us.
You tell us something, and we will do the opposite. That's what we call in the business abnormal psychology.
God damn it, honey. I'm talking to somebody else.
Hey. We're talking, of course, about the bit, the renowned show business staple known as Elvis to Elvis.
And here they come now, the two brothers and their helicopter ready to make it happen.
Hey.
Hello, brother.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Just limbering up my vocal, my plus tax.
What a friend we have in Jesus. It's a hot time in Florida. Oh, my Peter.
Man, oh, man. Hawaii gets sticky. Where are we going, brother?
Let's see. You can't get Polaroid pregnant, Jack.
Man, it's a bulletproof vest. Fool. Crazy fool trying to shoot me with a .22.
This is my punch.
Oh, man, I'm hungry. How about an ice cream sundae?
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah?
Who we got on the phone?
On your telephone, brothers, Sam Thompson, who served as Elvis's bodyguard, confidant, and friend for the latter part of Elvis's life.
Yeah, welcome back, old friend.
Hello, friend. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Long time no see.
Good to hear your voice again, Sam.
Good to hear your voice again, too.
Talk at the same time, Sam.
I remember when we were friends back when we were alive.
Sam, what is your fondest memory of us?
My fondest memory of you all is probably the one I'm making right now.
I mean, the fondest memory, if I can put it more plainly to you, of Elvis Aaron Presley.
Fondest memory, the night I met him, and the friendship that we had over the 5 years I was with him.
I'll ask you a question. At any time when you were with me, did you ever have the opportunity to change one of my diapers or one of my bed sheets? Hello.
Hello.
Sam. I would like to mention Sam is here to promote the delicious Reese's Peanut Butter and Banana Cream Cups.
Yeah. Yes, it's not just a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's an Elvis Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with peanut butter and banana cream instead of just peanut butter.
They're made by Hershey.
They're delicious, aren't they, Sam?
They're good.
How come they do not have bacon? Did you ever change my diaper? Or my brother's diaper?
Hello?
Are you my brother's keeper?
Sam?
Are we the sons of twins?
Sam, are you having trouble hearing us?
Just a little bit, yeah.
All right, Sam. Tell us all about Elvis.
Sam, I am. Tell us about us. For we are he, reborn again.
What was it like when you met him, Sam?
I met him in November of 1972, and I was a police officer here in Memphis. And
I remember that, yes.
Was introduced to him by my sister, Linda.
Yes.
And
I want to tell you something. Your sister could raise the dead.
She's fantastic.
I mean,
man.
She really gave good. Ooh, she
is she is
she could
still,
raise the dead.
Is she still around, Linda? Is she still kicking around? Hello.
I'll tell you what, Jim.
Yeah.
Sam, can
I'm
you
here.
Hear us?
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Is she still around, Linda?
She is. She's in California.
All right. Is she married now?
She is married.
She was Elvis's girlfriend, right, man?
She was for 5 years.
And then you became his bodyguard, my bodyguard.
That's correct.
So are you telling me that I was with your sister? I do not remember. Were we with his sister?
I don't remember either, brother. I can't remember what I had for breakfast. How's Marty Lacker doing?
Marty's well. I saw him last night.
How's Lamar Fike doing?
Why did you fill my pills with sugar?
Lamar's well. He lives in Texas.
Sam, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Tell the story about filling the pills with sugar.
I beg your pardon?
The story about filling Elvis's pills with sugar.
I don't know that story.
Well, that's the story Lamar Fike told, or Marty Lacker.
What about the many stories about my monkey Scatter?
Do you have a Scatter the Monkey story?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Here's one for you. At the time of my death, how much did my colon weigh?
160.
It was impacted and chalky.
Do you know the answer to that question, Sam? Sam?
Yes.
Yes, at the time of...
You know, I'm now reminded what a lousy lay your sister was.
Oh, no.
Of course, as you know, I could not even get it up towards the very end.
I believe that's it. Yep. He is gone. No great loss, brother.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I tell you what, though, his sister, if only I could have gotten it up. You know, I like cotton panties, and I like cotton brassieres, but once a woman has a baby, Jack, I don't want to go there.
I know, man, it's bad. You know what I like? I like little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, tomatoes in the rain, and pain.
I wish I was still nursing at Gladys's bosom.
Brother,
my mother,
in our latest stages, you realize... You know, we usually have music behind this. Brother, I must tell you.
Do you want music?
I love music. Brother, I should tell you.
You want generic music, brother?
Do you realize that I should tell you this, that in our latter stages, we could have nursed anyone. I believe we were double Ds. It's a bulletproof vest, man.
I truly do not know what happened on that edition of Elvis Do Elvis.
No. I don't think he wanted to play nice. But then again... We're totally used to that from our days in Memphis. That's the way it would always go. A friendly interview goes south.
He was a former bodyguard, and his girlfriend was EAP's girlfriend.
I can't be her.
He's a brother of Linda Thompson.
EAP, 73 through 75-ish.
I tell you what, Jack, I know this. Linda Thompson changed quite a few of my diapers.
And you enjoyed every minute of it, didn't you, Elvis?
She was not there to knock my teeth out when I was laying on the floor.
You know, I'm seeing here that the relationship was 1973 to 75. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a Hawaii Elvis time? Yeah. Perhaps she didn't join me during my lie in bed and eat crowded peas. Is it crowded peas?
Crowder peas.
Crowder peas.
Wasn't I with Linda by that point?
Linda was 76.
What about Judy Spreckles, man? Huh. I mean, let's go down the line. We got Lisa Marie.
Right.
We got Linda.
Judy Spreckles.
Judy Spreckles.
Judy Spreckles was in the 50s.
And Margaret Jack.
Anne Margaret, and also Natalie Wood, but I didn't stick around with her because she smelled like fish.
So I want to tell you something.
Ginger Alden, your last fiance, was 76 and 77.
I had sex with Princess Diana.
Did you? No kidding?
That's an amazing claim to fame, brother.
Did you have an amazing time machine?
I tell you, I had all the starlets, Jack. All of them clamoring for me because I was a movie star.
I think you might have had Barbara Stanwyck.
She had a big valley.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps back during the shoot of Roustabout.
What a horrible memory that is.
Well, there you go. Sam Thompson. What a load he is.
Well, Hap, brother, you can never end Elvis to Elvis without properly flying away.
Mike, you are so right.
You have to keep tradition.
Here is our Airbus.
Man, I can't get my leg up. I can't get my leg up, man. It's hanging out of the bottom of the copter. What's the problem with me, Jack?
We are now currently hovering at approximately 3 inches above the ground.
Sorry, kids, no autographs. Elvis has left the country. Let's go. Get her up, boys.
God damn it, honey.
What's the matter? Why can't this copter get up?
Sam, your sister was a bad lady.
Oh, dear. I can't imagine why he hung the phone up.
A bad lady.
Hey!
I was so soft. I laid there like a baby's penis.
Hey, Elvis.
Yes.
Yes, what?
What?
Hey, Elvis.
Oh. Hi, Mike.
Oh, we're gone.
Here's some real Elvis.
Got your woolly boogers out there, boy. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the members of my band.
These are some Elvis tapes we've never heard before.
This is during another one of the live shows.
And pleased to be noting the heavy breathing.
Yeah. You know, this is a historic moment, though, because we have finally found the member of the Memphis Mafia without a sense of humor.
Yes, absolutely. Well, they usually all end up that way. Would the worst have been Marty Lacker?
Yeah, he was the one that got upset when you brought up the thought of homosexuality.
Elvis may have, he had homosexual thoughts.
So sensitive.
Elvis did. Now you're back to Elvis to Elvis again. You're confusing me, brother.
Sorry, Mike.
Now you're playing the song. What is going on, man?
Well, it's a tape.
It's a tape.
It's an Elvis tape.
Of Elvis introducing the band.
That we've not heard before.
Right.
Pleased to be listening to all the heavy breathing.
I'm going
to
enjoy my peanut butter cup.
Get your woolly boogers out there, boy.
Woolly boogers.
Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the members of my band. Charlie, this is Jerry. John,
hey.
James. Okay, we're going with the show now.
guy said one time.
What he?
He said,
What he?
You never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies.
What?
So help your brother along the way. No matter where he starts.
He is so high.
For the same God that made you, made him too. These men with broken hearts.
It looks like I started some. I started some. Looks like I started some, but I can't finish it. Woo! Well, I'll give it a hell of a try.
Oh, you're a good crowd. You know, I can tell when I walk in a building if you're going to be good or not, you know. I mean, the car pulled in, and I could hear people breathing. So I can tell, you know. We hope you have a good time this evening. We're going to do a lot of songs, old ones, new ones, in between. You know what looks funny is these people with binoculars look like frogs to me. And then people ask me about the flash bulbs and about the lights. And I say, I can't see anything, man. I'm telling you. Okay. I'd like to tell you something. The people that got kissed last night, I kissed somebody and I caught their creeping crud.
Yes, Elvis.
And if I got it, honey, you got it.
You got it.
I don't care what
you got it, honey.
Sorry, I almost stepped on you. my first movie was Love Me Tender, so I'd like to sing a little bit for you.
My first movie.
I just said I'd like to. I don't really feel like doing it because I've done it so much before. I'm tired of the song. You know. No, I'll do it. What did we do last night, Nick? I'd like to ask the Stamps to do a song, ladies and gentlemen. Why me, Lord? I tell you what I'd like to do.
Yes.
Now that you've had a chance to see us, I'd like to turn the house lights up so I can see you because of it.
Hi, Elvis.
Elvis!
I like your peanut butter cups.
He's okay.
Tender. Okay, I will. I'm trying to see if I recognize anybody out there.
Hi!
It's a big place, man.
Hi, we don't think you're on drugs.
Give me one of your creepy crud scarves. There's Sam Thompson. He's mean.
This next song is a very serious song, and we hope you like it. Okay. Thank you. If you buy that, you'll buy anything. You're right, what the song says. Now, I've done a lot of silly songs, like Hound Dog doesn't mean anything. You
silly
know?
Songs.
But this song says, oh, wella, 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 hoopa, 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 noo, wella, and my lover.
It's my favorite right here.
Well, just, bunch of grown people of those days doing that, you know, anyway.
Wella, wella, hoopa.
He is going, seriously, 1,000 miles an hour.
Yep, this is performing Elvis.
My God, honey.
My God, honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, until the next time we see you, be careful going home, and God bless you. If you haven't guessed by now, you're on television.
Wow.
And so don't let the lights and cameras throw you. But they are hot, I'll tell you for sure.
Yeah, look
at the first song that I've recorded. We had a guitar, electric guitar, and a bass, and that's all. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to my father. You know, he's been sick for a while, but he's doing very well. Would you say, Daddy? Keep your prayer tonight.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
is this progressive?
Yeah. Here so they can see you. Is there any way to get up here? Is there any way for him to get up here? Is there any way for him to get up here? Put a chair right here. I really missed him because it's been a couple of years since he's been able to go on tour with me. You know, he's been sick. This next song was recorded by Frank Sinatra, and it's called My Way. I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. We'll meet you again. May God bless you. Adios.
That was Adios. That's an entire concert, right? That's chopped down?
Yeah, that was June 20th of 77. And he died on August 16th.
And it takes him from the beginning to the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adios.
You know, my daddy has been sick.
Can we get a share of it up on here right now because my daddy has been sick for a while? Maybe.
When we come back, we'll get into the secret sex life of Elvis.
Yeah. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Sam Thompson, my former bodyguard, for being on the show.
But first, let's look at what made Elvis Elvis as we go to break. In the 1950s, Elvis developed a chronic foot odor problem that could not be controlled.
Man, they ought to give me something good for this.
Elvis had no time to do his laundry while touring, so at the end of the day, he would throw his sour-smelling socks in his suitcase. After several weeks, after about 2 dozen rancid socks were stuffed into his luggage, he got home, handed the bag to his mom, Gladys. She opened the suitcase and nearly collapsed from the deadly stench.
You know what she said, brother?
Well, brother?
She said, I thought socks had something to do with that.
Wearing a bandana over her nose.
Oh, dear.
And rubber gloves on her hands. She filled a large basin with water and extra soap and washed Elvis's socks.
Ew!
How anyone with smelly feet could not have the brains to wash and powder their feet was beyond Gladys. And she made sure Elvis knew that.
Well, you know, it speaks to hygiene, like the deodorant tablets later in his life.
Right. She warned Elvis never to bring her another load of putrid socks. But he did not heed the warning. The next time he brought home another load hidden in his suitcase, Gladys dumped the luggage in the curb for the garbage men to take.
She was a tough lady.
When Elvis complained, Gladys said he could wash the socks himself.
Tough lady in cotton panties.
Early the next morning, the garbage men tossed the socks into their garbage truck.
Sure. You know, the little details that I forget. Elvis and his putrid feet.
Elvis was
I want to thank my mom for washing my putrid socks all those times. Thank you very much, Mother.
Well, you know, we've got also all of the great Elvis songs, not just the tribute songs, but yes. The other Elvis songs.
Elvis songs, and you always have to pay attention when we're playing an Elvis song to make sure it is indeed the real Elvis.
Like for instance,
hey!
Give me just a moment here.
You're loading something into the machine. I wonder what that is.
I'll tell you, when we come back, we will get into the sex life of Elvis Presley.
The sex life is quite fascinating, ladies and gentlemen.
You remember this one?
Should point out this is not Elvis Presley.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
But if he was alive today.
Yeah. Right here on Hot Rock 97.
As you are, as a friend, as I want you to be.
You know, seriously? Of all the Elvis impersonators we play, I believe that is the best one.
Pretty good.
Here I am
this
now.
Song really—you could convince me this is Elvis,
right?
Here I am right now. Sweet Home Alabama. You know, we always get a call about this. The album is called "The King," and it's by Gravelands. Gravelands.
Big wheels keep on turning.
That guy is Elvis. I swear to God,
that's pretty cool.
Get me home. My king.
Now, is that guy that's recording this, does he just do the voice, or is he a legitimate Elvis impersonator who goes out on the road?
I've never been able to find anything beyond the CD. He's German, I think.
The funny thing, when you're watching all this coverage of Memphis and they're down there and all the impersonators, all the suck impersonators are down there. If I went, I would be interested in going to a show where a guy sounded like Elvis that much, really.
The King's patented vocal styles answers the question, what would Elvis Presley be singing if he were alive today? Uh-huh. Gravelands is a tribute to great deceased rockers of the past. So look for it on Amazon.
No detail about the guy that does the vocals.
Nope. I've Googled it.
Here's a picture of him, though. He looks a little like Elvis.
Oh, he does.
This would be a man who is not as talented as the last performer.
Put on my blue suede shoes as I boarded the plane.
This is the crap.
Touchdown in the land of Delta Blues.
Oh, God.
Middle of the pouring rain.
Elvis, brother, this is what you've spawned, as well as the good stuff.
Watch us down over me.
Oh, God.
That really hurt me.
I know. We'll be right back. We're a slave to the commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.